Get ready for some pancakes and sausages. Oh, yeah. Your country now, 100.5. WKXA, Rex Howard, good morning. WTO 11 now. Weather looking good with some sunshine. 51 today. We'll give you some details here very soon. Couple in-studio guests from Finley Kiwanis Club. It is Jeremy Strapp and Brian Bauman. Good morning.
Good morning, Rex. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in. And we have a question going on. Do you have a favorite couple or a duo that you love to watch act on TV shows or in movies? Jeremy.
Oh, boy. take me back. Laverne and Shirley, you know, Starsky and Hutch, those are great duos. Those are Starsky and Hutch.
And the Gran Torino. Brian?
I think I'll go with Dumb and Dumber. That's a pretty great
classic. Classic. Oh, I'll go with Bert and Sally.
That's a good one. Absolutely.
So, very good. All right, now I see you guys didn't bring pancakes again this year. So.
No pancakes. Just tickets. We're selling tickets right now. Pancake Day's coming up next weekend.
Yeah. Finley Kiwanis. How many years?
It's almost 75. I think we're over 65 mm-hmm. or more this year. Yeah, it's been going on for a long time. And in fact, the early days. It's interesting. The early days, a parade was included on Pancake Day.
Down Main Street,
and we would sell pancakes all day long.
Now things
are a little different these days. We just sell pancakes from 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. Yeah. And it's on March 2nd this year, which is next Saturday. And it's at Finley High School, just like in the past.
So what else we got going on out there, Brian?
So I guess what I would say is for fear of Ann Whitman harming me, we do have an event coming up called Sip and Support, a wine tasting fundraiser for our signature park, Brooklocker Park. Tickets are $40, and we would direct you to Trends on Main to purchase those.
Very good. The park, explain that. Finley Kiwanis put together.
So that park there is in honor of
Jim Brooklocker.
And
this was our 100th anniversary present to the city. Just 4 years ago, on our 100th anniversary of our charter, March 2nd of 1920. So we're coming up here on an anniversary on Pancake Day this year. But it was interesting. A few years ago, we decided we wanted to give something back to the city, so we developed this park, and it's right next to Little Red Schoolhouse on County Road 236, which that ground is actually owned by the Hancock County Historical Society, Hancock County Historical Society, and Jim Brooklocker was a treasurer. A longtime treasurer of Kiwanis and also a board member of the Historical Society. So naturally, we named it this park in his honor. But this is going to be a legacy that will last generations, and we're starting to fundraise to make sure we preserve that legacy for all generations. So
And so the neat part about that is I think as a kid I remember going to the Little Red Schoolhouse on a field trip, but now we have a shelter house where the kids can have their lunch and they can play and have recess and then get on the bus and go back to school. So it's really kind of an inclusive, all for one environment, and we're really, really proud of it.
I drove by there yesterday about 3 p.m. There were cars in the parking lot
all the time.
It was a nice day.
Yeah, that's just one of the things we have done to give back to the community. Kiwanis is a service organization that benefits the children right here in Hancock County. All the funds that we raise go right back into the community. That's just one of the projects we've had going on over the years. Another big one that Pancake Day helps fund is Kiwanis Closets, and that's I think a lot of folks have heard of Kiwanis Closets these days. It started a few years ago. We've got actually closets. These are more like an armor, but these closets are in every elementary school and now middle schools in the county and the city. And we stock these closets with clothing that socks and underwear and pants that if a child would happen to need have an accident at school and happen to need a clean pair of clothes, we have it for them. So, that's just one of the many things that Pancake Day funds.
But also if they're in need. Yeah. They can go, no questions asked, and get what they need, and for school clothes.
That's right.
It's awesome.
Brian, we're going to have fun on Pancake Day. It's, it's actually March 2nd. I mentioned it's our birthday, so we're going to have a celebration on Pancake Day as well. So
birthday pancakes. Come on
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Very good. Brian Bauman in, Jeremy Strapp, Pancake Day, Findlay Kiwanis, which meet on Wednesdays at the dock at St. Mark's in Findlay. So.
That's right. That's very good.
Anything we missed, guys?
Yeah, let's talk about tickets, if you wouldn't mind. tickets, if you, tickets are available at the door on March 2nd at the Findlay High School at the door. Or you can buy them ahead of time. Just look, find your favorite Kiwanian. They have tickets. Also available at Trends on Main, in-person Trends on Main, AAA in Findlay, and Heavenly Pizza.
Excellent. All right. Jeremy Strapp, Brian Baum, and then Findlay Kiwanis Pancake Day. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Rex.
Thanks for having us.
Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA.